This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Polis is calling for an end to the teachers' strike in Sheridan District 2 near Denver, which has lasted almost 2 weeks now. In a statement, he called for a return to negotiations, saying students are being unfairly caught in the middle. The Colorado Education Association is backing the Sheridan Educators Association, accusing the district of using a union-busting policy to block staff from organizing. Colorado will not be getting federal disaster aid for the Elk and Lee fires or the historic flooding in southwest Colorado last year. FEMA denied Colorado's appeal for major disaster declarations, which would have unlocked federal dollars. Governor Jared Polis called the decision disappointing. He said the local communities worked in good faith with federal partners and that they should not be left to shoulder the financial burden alone. Previously, the Trump administration said it looks at each request carefully to ensure that tax dollars are used efficiently and appropriately. Colorado's largest theater company has announced its 2026-2027 season lineup. Among the titles, the Denver Center Theater Company will produce two original works, the Tony Award-winning musical Once and Shakespeare's The Tempest. Artistic director Chris Coleman says brainstorming shows is a year-round process.
I have a big whiteboard in my office. I've got a category. I'm like classics. I have world premieres, new plays, you know, shows that we've seen in New York that were really resonant.
The season will kick off with Destiny of Desire at the Wolf Theater. It's a telenovela play with music. This is CPR News and KRCC.